Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the call. My name is Jack Voorhees, and I am delighted to be the person that gets to introduce the beautiful and talented Anne Ribley today. Anne is an amazing woman who has a unique understanding and unique gift that she is able to rapport with life in a way that defies convention. This is a woman who was run over by a lawnmower when she was 2.5 years old. Her knee in pieces, and later had to have her foot amputated. And she has a leg that doctors say that there is no possible way that she should be able to walk on this leg. And yet she is out on the treadmill a mile a day, and I have learned so much from her, and I can't wait to get started on this teleseminar, so I'm going to bring her on right now, because I know we're going to learn a lot. Anne Ribley.
Hi, Anne Ribley here. I want to welcome you to this full moon and the full moon ritual, and the way to make miraculous impact in your life with it. Today, I'm going to talk specifically how we can make that shift from a fear-based paradigm into a trust-based paradigm. And that can allow so much more healing with what you want to release this full moon ritual. So first, I want to start with bridging where anybody is at right now in their life. You know, all of us are at different places that we're trying to heal and release and relinquish areas that are not serving us. We may feel stuck in a situation, with a life situation, with a relationship, in any way all around in our life. That could be something. I know some people are maybe dealing with broken hearts. They've been hurt over something. And there's others right now that are in the midst of really big financial distress and want to have a healing with their finances. There can be some of you who are just seeking answers, feeling like you need more answers, more clarity, and more of a sharper vision in your life with your purpose or any area, just answers in any area or situation in your life. I know some of you also just want to feel lighter. You just want to lighten the load. You want to like acclimate into your life with more of a grace and an ease and flow. While there are some right now who are feeling great in their life and are using this ritual in order just to enrich their life and be in sync with good rhythm and flow. Wherever you're at, I just invite you into this sacred space so that you may allow the full moon, the brightness of the night, to bring light to any area that feels heavy inside of you that's ready for a shift. This particular audio, I'm going to be going over how we can make that shift in out of a fear-based paradigm and into more of a trusting paradigm. I'm not going to really go over exactly how to do the full moon ritual. This is more of an enrichment to those that have listened to my teleseminar that have been doing the full moon ritual. And if this is your first time, I really invite you to make sure you go and get the teleseminar that I have on my website. Opt in and get that. Listen to that, because that will answer a lot of questions and give, orientate how the natural cycle of the moon works when we make this alignment with the sun, the moon, and the earth, and how we have this ability to make our own same natural alignment within ourselves. It's a natural occurring phenomenon that we can use for our own healing. And so that I go in much more in depth in the teleseminar on that. So today, specifically on this audio, I want to go in depth with how you can call forth the healings you're looking for right now in your life. I'm going to share something that's really intimate, and I don't really openly talk about this in any kind of open format. It's something that people know in more in my private sacred circle of my life. And I'm going to share this today because it's really the clearest demonstration that I have in my life in order to, you know, create that understanding of how I understand how you can really shift into this place of living from a trusting paradigm. And that is, I'm 47 years old, and I was raised, I'm really lucky, I was raised a part of the spiritual movement and self-improvement movement, and very much in the mindset and consciousness of the trust paradigm when it comes to health. So here I am now, 47 years old. I did have an accident where I was run over by a lawnmower at the age of 2, and I walk on a leg today that, according to the medical profession or conventional medical establishment, I should not be able to walk on, or I should be on heavy-duty painkillers. Yet I've lived my life where I haven't had any health problem I've ever been diagnosed with. I live completely drug-free, and I have my whole entire life. And part of this comes from the fact that I don't feel I overcame something with my leg. I feel that it's a natural state that was already built into me because of the trusting paradigm towards health. I'm really lucky that my parents were pioneers in more of the natural healthcare industry early on. And in that, it's not even in me to live in a fear-based paradigm with health. So I want to first just, you know, get into the fact that, because I know that area so well. And now, you know, here I have the benefit of, you know, raising children, and I have tons of nieces and nephews that now we're going on a second generation of family members who are literally being raised in this full trusting model of health, and who have been able to live basically a healthy, drug-free, you know, non-diagnosis type life. Now, the point I'm going to make here has nothing to do with whether any of that is right or wrong or good or bad. I just, you know, I've held this. This is not something that I usually openly share, because when you start getting into some of the conventions of the healthcare, it can, you know, there can be opinions that can get almost political in the sense of how positional and strong people are about different diagnoses and different aspects of the whole healthcare industry. But here's the thing that's the most important thing, and that's what I want you to hear, is that I was raised with the understanding so strong, and I know it, and I know it to be true within the core of my being. And I was raised with this understanding in the trust model of health, that the power that made the body is the power that heals the body. So what I want to do is go back into this place that this healing isn't just of the body, it's of our life. And so I'm a big advocate and a big proponent that I know we have the capabilities, closer than what our mind can even understand, to have life healings. We can give ourselves a deeper relationship to that power that not only made our body but heals our body, but our life. That power is God, it's the creator, it's the universal loving presence, it's the universe, it's the source. Whatever those words are for you that you find comfort in. I know that, you know, in many aspects, we look at this power and we can call it God, and in certain aspects, it's been humanized. And for some people, having it humanized, it can make it impersonal or a disconnected feeling, or for some people, it can make it personal. It doesn't matter. All of those words, or find those words that feel, that bring you comfort. And so with that, I want to translate this into the practical spirituality, in how these principles relate to everything in our lives. You know, I know that when growing up, a part of the spiritual movement and self-improvement movement, I really saw it mastered in certain areas. But I know we're at a time now more than ever where we have the capabilities to really bring in wholeness because of our accessibility to understanding, to knowledge, to community, and to more answers in our lives. So this fear-based paradigm versus a trust-based paradigm, it can be really confusing where everybody has entered into this in their lives because commerce has been tied to our healthcare system. So because commerce has been tied to it, you know, making money, capitalism, there's an enormous indoctrination that's happened to keep people dependent. So because these opinions can be strong and positional, this has been something that I don't normally share because it's so thick and heavy, this blanket that people live in of this disconnect from their own source of healing. And so today's conversation that I want to have with you is how this really translates to all the aspects of our life. And that when we're in this fear-based model, we can lose consciousness. And I know for myself, I have felt that, you know, I can really hold that space because it's intrinsically natural to me. And I really believe that we're meant to have that in every aspect of our life, from our money, from our purpose. You know, when I say our money, because that's our abundance, and we live in an abundant universe that is ever giving of itself, in our relationships, because at the core of us, we're meant to love. So whenever we're in a fear-based model, that fight or flight kicks in, a very primal relationship can kick in, and it can cause us to lose consciousness, which then entrenches us deeper into a fear-based reality or paradigm. You know, I do have very deep respect for the hardworking, dedicated hearts and hands in the medical industry. So I don't want to misunderstand at all what I'm saying about when I'm saying that this life that I've lived completely, the only medical intervention I've had has been that has pertained to restoring the functionality of my leg. And I have great honor in that. And that my children have been raised completely drug-free and never have had an antibiotic, even though antibiotics have been extraordinary in their life-saving measures. But I also know that they are overutilized from a fear-based paradigm in today's times. So my son broke his elbow, and I absolutely honor what the medical profession was able to be there and do because they are the experts in that. However, I want to just talk about getting to this place where we dehypnotize our own consciousness, our own level of understanding from what separates us from our own healing, whether it be our body, whether it be our life situations. And first, let's talk about how we can start to get in sync with that healing with the full moon rituals. Because participating in the practice of the new moon or the full moon rituals, it's like a spiritual time management. We gain consciousness, intelligence, with these time management checkpoints of our soul. It's a powerful window of time that's available to us to make this alignment internally and with our external world. Because literally that's the symbol that's happening right now with the sun, the moon, and the earth in alignment. And it's a phenomenon that we're all affected by, even if we don't completely understand it. It's like we don't have to understand what is the physics behind or the science physics behind how our cell phones work. But we know they work, even if we can't see that connection. Well, this is the same thing that's happening with the moon cycle when it's in the full moon and the new moon. We are in this highly elevated time. We're comprised mainly of water. The magnetic poles increase the pull in us. And since we are mainly comprised of water, and water is a conduit, we have this time during this natural alignment to really boost our intentions. So when I say that the new moon and the full moon rituals are a spiritual practice of time management, what is time? What's the measure of time? We have our days, our weeks, our months, and our moon cycles, and years go by. And when we look at our life, from birth to death, and all that's in between it, it's really just our time. And how do we synchronize with that? How do we really get into power with that? How do we get intimate with it? Where we bring it in closer, where this depth, you know, Eckhart Tolle was a leader in reorientating us back into the now, which is that depth of time, that eternal time that's available to us. Because if we're just leaning forward or back in time in our linear timeline, what happens is we're not in our power position. So I see the moon cycles in synchronizing and doing these checkpoints as spiritual practice and keeping them simple so that we don't delay or avoid them is a way for us to get into a powerful time management with our soul's desire, with our soul's evolution. You know, we have those famous cliches that time is money, time is health. And how do we get inside that place, getting back inside our life? You know, there's the measure of time with astronomy, astrology, biology, physics, science. The list goes on. But here we have this powerful time with these moon rituals to use it as really a management tool for our soul's journey to get us on track with the destiny that's within your heart, the destiny that you desire within yourself. What's beautiful about the full moon is it's about bringing the light to that which is dark inside of us. You know, when you look at the symbol, what is exactly the moon is doing? It's shining light on the dark night. It's lighting it up so we can see what has been in the dark. And so it's a form of giving, I'm going to give you a new word, giving deadline to those aspects that have been trajectories of our lives, destiny lines that we have been creating our nows with, that we want to change, that we want to say this is over, we relinquish, we surrender. It's a surrendering. So I want you to look at the word just in the relationship with time as deadlines being something as if this is the end. We're declaring it. This is over. This is a place where this line and this destiny that has been living now is over, so that you can allow the renewal of the destiny of the line that you want to be living in your life, that is your timeline of your life, that matches, that's in rapport with what's in your heart and in your heart's desire. You know, we create our rituals around time because rituals are shaping our lives. You know, even when we start to change one ritual, we begin to change our destiny. You know, we have rituals about when we take a shower, when we take a bath, how we begin and end our days. And this moon ritual, this is a powerful gift that you're given to yourself, and I really want to honor you for that. Because with effortless ease and grace, when you begin to write it right, make your list very succinctly, giving sort of like a deadline, this is over, this I ask for this to be gone, what you do is you open up a new path for yourself. It allows a shift, and we can use this time to shift ourselves out of the fear-based world paradigm, which is deep in our programming, into our trust world paradigm, into a trusting paradigm. Look at it like this. We are diamonds, brilliant and light, and we show all of our many colors through the reflection of the light that shines through us. And just like in real life, no two diamonds are alike. They're unique in themselves. You are important. What you have to share, who you are, what's in your heart, your gifts, your contributions, your loves in life are important. And here's what happens as you wear a diamond through life. Stuff will collect on it. But the stuff is not the diamond. So life is happening, and stuff can be collecting to us. And that's what's so powerful with doing this full moon ritual, is we can release, we can let go. So why do negativity stick to us so strongly? Why do they have so much power? Why do we have to process against this power? Where does this fear come from that haunts us in undermining our ability to move through our lives in more of a trust paradigm. You know, this comes from a deep, deep primal survival aspect of our life, and that is many, many, many eons ago when survival was much harder for us. It didn't matter if we remembered the beautiful flower in the forest. Our survival didn't depend on that. Our survival depended on us remembering the danger and the threats. So somewhere coded deep into our primal behavior, in our deep survival aspects of ourselves, is where this ability for negativity to stick to us stronger than, let's say, things that make us feel good and inspired. We live in a new time, though, where our survival is not so much at threat. Yet we have a lot intrinsically built into us. We're forging new ways. The same way that I said that I was really lucky that I was raised in a paradigm that's a highly trusting paradigm on health. And because of that, I've been able to live in really a healthy paradigm and give that to my children, see that even in extended family as well. Now, that comes down to the pushing of new consciousness in our new understanding, and that's the same thing we have available to us right now in our times today, where survival threat is not as imminent as what it was. We have the ability right now to begin shape-shifting our consciousness. And so if you wonder, gosh, why does that bother me more? You know, these hurts, these resentments. Right now, we are processing against what has been a default primal coding in us. So every time we do this full moon ritual, we are actually shape-shifting mass consciousness. That means the collective, all of us together. It makes a difference. So here's how we can release and relinquish and renew, you know, every month when we take whatever has collected on us, like the diamond, and we wash it and we allow our brilliance to shine. It's like building equity. Equity that builds like drips in a bucket, where it just gets fuller and fuller and fuller. And literally, our life becomes enriched and a rapport and a resonating match to that which we desire to be living in our life, because we're building the equity every month. We're shedding what doesn't serve us. We're reformatting the very core of our consciousness into a trusting paradigm, which is actually how we were born into this world as children. When we renew, we return to trust. It really is a return to our innocence, the trust paradigm. And it's not from this naivety, which is a childish trait. You know, children are naive, and it's really with this wisdom. You know, and our job is to not take away the trusting paradigm from children. It's to protect them when they are naive in their innocence till they gain the wisdom. And here's where we're at today. We have the ability right now with where we're at in our life to return to that trusting paradigm and innocence with wisdom. So when we release and we relinquish that which is blocking our own self-healing abilities, when we release that and we relinquish it, it allows us to return to our true nature that is more of a trusting paradigm. That's how we came into the world. That is our original nature. That is why Jesus said, "Must be as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven." It is that trusting paradigm he's talking about. And so when we listen to like the language we speak, I mean, culturally, how we speak to children, we teach them to be afraid, you know, and it's a dance that we as parents have to protect our children with their own, with the naivety that they have, yet not infuse them with the fear so that they lose their trust in life and they lose their ability to function in a trust paradigm. Because when we can return back to that trusting paradigm, which happens naturally when we shed and we relinquish those blockages that keep us outside of ourselves, that keep us what I call outside of our life. When we can move inside our life, we're moving back inside that trusting paradigm. And that's where confidence is. That's where your answers are. Confidence is really trust. It's confidence in yourself. It's confidence in life. It's confidence including your own ability to have influence over your financial economy. It's confidence in your health. It's confidence in your connection. That is what trust gives us. It gives us confidence. Confidence in finding our own answers, being connected to God, feeling good, the source of life and abundance. Now, how do you get into that trust paradigm and that power confidence zone where your right answers for you begin to be revealed so that you know exactly what you should be doing with your health, with your purpose, with your career positions, with your relationships, with all the aspects that build your life? Where do you find the power and the confidence? There is that place where there's the way that you see it in your world, there's the way that life sees it in the world, and then there's the way it really is. And when we can shed and relinquish any of those barriers that are in between us and that connection to the source of life, what happens is we have the power then to get closer to see life, to see our understanding and our place in this composite of life closer to the way it really is. And we can see it in our daily life, in our interactions. And when we can get close to life in the way it really is, we enter into where all the power sits. We enter into more of the mind of God, into the mind of where this unfolding perfect destiny sits for us. I often speak about on my radio shows, on my Empower 11 radio show, and you know, in some of these different audios that I've done about the power of being non-positional, because that when we become non-positional is when we have the ability to not be stuck in the way we see it, and we can understand that there's going to be the way that others see it, and others would be community, our media, work, relationships, life itself, and all the many composites, the way they see it, and then there's the way it really is. And when we can become non-positional and really open, we can sit in the confidence and close to the power zone of ourselves. I call it getting into this place where we are unattached with life, but totally engaged. Our trust naturally starts to rise up when we are in this place of total engagement with life. Life thrives in that trust. Yet we're unattached. That's removing the positions that it has to happen and occur in a certain way in order for us to find our rapport with reality. Now, let's merge into that place, into the circle, into the center of us, where we can give ourselves that trust and knowing of life's perfection unfolding. I'm going to share with you the 3-minute meditational moment into your presence that I have recorded, and it is up for sale on iTunes, but I'm going to read it to you. So I invite you in because it's the truest pinging words to root yourself into a trusting place paradigm that I have been able to share. Right now, in this very moment, you identify yourself with what you would most like to resonate with. You identify yourself with pure prosperity in all your endeavors, big and small. You identify yourself with love, deeply and fully in love. You identify yourself with purpose, You are on purpose with your life today, and a life full of purpose finds you. Exactly what is perfect for you. You surrender all fear and doubt. You let go of all uncertainty. You shift into a rapport of no confusion, no lack of confidence. You consciously choose your energy to resonate with. You know what is yours will claim you, rush to you. The presence of God is within you. The mind of God is your mind. The freedom of God, the universal loving presence that's the real source of your existence, fills you with grace. Today, you bestow the essence of your original knowing that originates in love and brilliance upon everything. Everyone you meet shall be lovely. You will see others through the eyes of God. Your soul meets the soul of the universe in everyone. This love you feel is a healing power, touching everything into wholeness. You are one with the rhythms of life. There's nothing to be afraid of or have fear over. You live in the peace of your true source. There is nothing to be uncertain about. God is over all, in all, and through all. God, the divine source, is right where you are. There is no separation. You are at peace with the world in which you live. You are at home with the divine spirit in which you are. You immerse yourself deeper into the original knowing meant for your life, and you relax into your essence. I want to thank you for showing up. I want to thank all of you who have participated in this event of going deeper into your trust. I want to invite you on a journey that I'm taking of making miraculous impact, where we will cover 4 moon cycles together with guided journey exercises and meditation and coursework in a group teleconference call every Thursday. This is a 6-week course. You can check out more information on my site. That closing prayer into your presence is also a single that's available on iTunes. And on this full moon, I invite you to relinquish and let go of anything that is fear-based, scarcity-based, that has blocked you from trusting that deeper essence of your life. May you walk strongly and steadfast into the power and the trusting source to make miraculous impact for yourself. Namaste.